Doctor, Rachel asked, was the tape applied from the front or back?
The ends are at the back of the neck, indicating to me that the bag may have been pulled over from behind, possibly when the victim was in a sitting position, and then taped in place.
So he, the, unsub, may have been ashamed or afraid to face his victims when he did this?
Quite possibly. How are we doing on identification? Alpert asked.
Richards looked at Sundin, and he took over.
Still just the five that were included in the Las Vegas investigation. We assume the sixth from their group will be one of the final two excavations. The others we have nothing on so far. We've got no usable prints. We've forwarded the clothing, what's left of it, to Quantico, and perhaps Brass has an update on that. Meantime, we...
No update,
Duran said from the television screen.
Okay, Sundin said. We have the dental data just going into the computer today, so maybe we'll get a hit there. Other than that, we're just waiting for something to happen.
He nodded at the completion of his report. Alpert took back the lead.
I want to go to Brass last, so let's hear about the soil.
Mary Pond took it from there.
We've sifted all of the sites and it's all come up clean except for one piece we got yesterday that is exciting. In excavation 7, we found a wad of gum in a wrapper. Juicy fruit, according to the wrapper. It was between 24 and 30 inches down in a 3-foot grave. So we really feel it is related and could be a good break for us.
Dental?
Alpert asked.
Yes, we have dental. I can't tell you what yet, but it looked like 3 good impressions. I boxed it and sent it to Brass.
Yes, it's here, Duran said from the television. Came in this morning. I put it in motion, but I don't have anything on it yet either. Maybe late today.
I agree, though. From what I saw, we'll get at least 3 teeth out of it. Maybe even DNA.
Could be all we need. Alpert added excitedly.
Even though she distinctly remembered that Bob Backus had a habit of chewing juicy fruit gum, Rachel was not excited. The gum in the grave was too good to be true. She thought there was no way that Backus would allow himself to leave such important evidence behind. He was too good as both a killer and agent for that. She could not properly express this doubt in the meeting, however, because of her agreement with Alpert not to bring up Backus in front of other agents.
"It's got to be a plant," she said.
Alpert looked at her a moment, weighing the risk of asking her why.
"A plant? Why do you say that, Rachel?"
"Because I can't see why this guy who is burying a body in the middle of nowhere, probably in the middle of the night, would take the time to put his shovel down, take the gum out of his mouth, wrap it in its foil, which he had to take out of his pocket, and then drop it. I think if he'd been chewing gum, he would have just spit it out. But I don't think he was chewing gum. I think he picked that little wad up somewhere, brought it to the grave, and dropped it in so we would spin our wheels with it when he decided to lead us to the bodies with his GPS trick."
She glanced around the room. She had their eyes, but she could tell she was more of a curiosity to them than a respected colleague.